Good morning and welcome to another edition of Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone with Public Affairs Specialist Barbara Dabb and a half hour focus on the issues, the people, and events happening here in Middle Tennessee. Today, now that summer is finally here, it's time to do some fun reading. Nashville writer Karen Henley is delving into the world of angels and mythology that will have young adult readers on the edge of their seat. Her book, Breath of Angel, is one that will appeal to more mature readers, and she's debuting it this coming Friday at a local bookstore. We spoke with Karen to learn more about the world of fantasy that she has created. Then later, last spring, theatergoers in Middle Tennessee were treated to the Broadway hit musical, The Color Purple. The show was so popular, it sold out early. But if you missed it, don't worry. TPAC is bringing the show back by popular demand, and tickets are now on sale for this week's reprise. We spoke with Pam Trotter, the actress who plays Sophia in the show. She talks about the character made famous by Oprah Winfrey and why she's especially excited to return to Nashville. That and much more on Zone About Town from 104.5 The Zone.
Welcome, everybody, and good morning. I'm really so excited to introduce you to my guest today. Her name is Karen Henley, and she's a woman of many talents, but today we're talking about her latest book, which is called Breath of Angel. And it's one of those rare books written for young adult readers and above. So if you have a teenager that's home on summer break and you want to share a book together, it's really a book that will touch all ages and has a lot of elements of fantasy and a lot of mysticism in it. So, Karen, welcome. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So, you know, I understand this is kind of your first big foray into writing fiction for this age group. What kind of precipitated that? Because I know you mentioned to me earlier that you did a lot of mostly children's titles.
Right. I grew up reading fantasy, and I'm a big fan of fantasy.
Right.
And I started this several years ago when I went to get my master's degree. I got a Master of Fine Arts in writing for children and young adults.
Oh, wow.
And I went, actually, to learn how to write picture books better, because I really do love the preschool age, and had worked with them for a long time. But while I was there, one of my advisors asked me, "What are you afraid of?" And it just took me back a minute, and I had to think, and I thought, well, you know, I'm not really afraid of any subject. I've written for not just young children, but also for teachers and parents, and written nonfiction for young adults. But, you know, my thought was, you know what, I am afraid of writing a novel because I'm afraid I won't be able to finish it. I mean, to me, a novel always seemed like such a magical thing. How do you do it? How do you create a story like that? And so what I understood my advisor to be saying was, you need to, well, you know how we used to say run in the direction of the roar?
Yes.
What are you afraid of?
Yes, that's the thing you need to confront.
Go and do it. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to take the big bite out of this direction that I would love to go, but I'm just afraid of going there.
Right.
So that's when I started it and began to learn how to do this, and it has just been one of the most delightful things I think I've ever done in my life. So
wow. So there'll be more of this to come then. And I understand that Breath of Angel is the first in a series, isn't it?
Right. The second book is written and is already at production and should be out next March. So
wow. So you actually did find time to sit down and really finish these books.
I did. And I was very lucky because I had good advisors.
Yeah.
I have good writer friends who kind of helped me through the process. They held my hand and said, "You can do this."
That's fantastic. I'm speaking with Karen Henley. She's the author of a great new book that's just out called Breath of Angel. And I should also mention Karen is a local girl, so a local woman. So we're really pleased to have yet another talented person from right in our very own backyard on the show, and love to talk to people in the arts in the Nashville area. It's so cool. And as you had pointed out earlier, there's a lot more authors here in town than I think people really realize. So it's fun. It's fun to know that we kind of get first crack at you before the books go crazy on Amazon and you leave us to go travel around and do all kinds of great things. But let's talk a little bit about the book, because it is a fantasy, and it sounds really Oh my God, just tell us in a nutshell a little bit what it's about and kind of what some of your inspiration was for this book.
Okay, well, the book is about a young priestess. It's really set more in, it's in a different world, but the world would correspond most to what we would think of as ancient Greece, mm-hmm. ancient Rome. But there's a young priestess who gets drawn into a long-standing feud between two immortal brothers. Mm-hmm. And these brothers have destroyed the stairway to heaven over which the angels travel. So when that stairway was destroyed, angels were stranded in the world of humans. Mm-hmm. And in order to get back, this stairway has to be restored. But for the stairway to be restored, there's an ancient debt that has to be repaid. And as the priestess gets more drawn into this, she discovers that actually her destiny is intricately entwined with the payment of the debt in order to restore the tree.
Wow. How do you come up with these ideas? I mean, really, it's, you know, a lot of times people say, write what you know. Clearly, this is something that's not what you necessarily know, because we're mortal people living on Earth.
Right.
So how did this idea pop into your head? It's really complicated.
Well, actually, it's a complicated story, but I think it's fascinating. I first began the story by there was a writing exercise I was doing, and the exercise was to write about something that starts with an emotion, and that emotion should be something that you felt, one of the strongest emotions that you've ever felt in your life. Well, immediately my mind knew exactly what emotion that was, and everybody listening can probably think, oh yeah, I remember the strongest emotion point in my life.
Right.
But this one was a betrayal. Somebody betrayed me, and you know, it was kind of like that knife in the gut, and twist the knife, and so there was this real strong emotion that I started with, and immediately I began to think about a girl and a betrayal that she would experience.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the interesting thing is that got me started, but the betrayal, you'll find it in the story, but it is not the main part of the story. As the story grew and morphed and developed, it really became just kind of a sidelight to the story. It's part of what pushes it forward.
Mm-hmm.
As I began to work with it, I really didn't know I was wanting to write about angels. I didn't have that part of the story yet, and I was with a writer friend, and we were going through a bookstore, and I'm thinking, you know, I really need something, some element in this story that will really touch me and push me forward with the story. And
right.
She said, well, vampires, and I said, oh, no, I can't.
Been there, done that.
those are way overused.
Right.
Elvis, no, I can't do that. And she said, how about angels? And immediately I said, oh, whoa, I can do angels.
Yeah.
You know, that I can do. So that's where the kind of the angels came into it. Mythology, I've loved mythology forever, so my angels are kind of like the gods and goddesses in Greek mythology.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. And how interesting that you really did begin with something that you knew. I mean, the details of the story are obviously fantasy-based, but the relationships and the core of this story really is about some personalized experience. And it's fascinating to listen to how writers get their ideas and put themselves together and come up with a fully fleshed-out story. And, of course, this is a series, so how many of these are there going to be?
Well, so far I've written three, and we're looking at a fourth one. So I think I can go as far as six.
Wow.
Ideas for about six. Just depends on how well the first one sells.
Yes, which, you know, we'll keep our fingers crossed. I'm speaking with Karen Henley. She's a Nashville-based author who's just written a book called Breath of Angel, and it's really designed for high school kids and up. It's a young adult reader book, and one that really, it sounds like it appeals to everybody. And of course, you know, they're angels, but they really don't behave very angelically all the time, do they?
No, they don't. In fact, there are... what I call malevolence, and these are angels who have decided they don't want to restore the stairway to heaven. They, mm-hmm. they like the way it is, and the immortal brothers are, you know, one of them is kind of a good guy, and the other guy is working against him. So, yes, there is darkness, and I remember hearing an interview, I don't know who it was who said this, but they were talking about darkness in books, and they said something that I really have kind of held on to, and it's that the darkness is there in order to get us to the light. Mm. It has to be there because, you know, there's a lot of darkness in real life.
Right.
And that's part, I think, of what a good novel does, is that it faces the darkness and it shows how our heroes and our heroines face the darkness and how they work through it and get over it and get past it. And I think when we come out of reading a good novel like that, where there has been some darkness, we kind of are encouraged ourselves to say, you know, I can face the darkness in my life,
and right.
I can overcome too. So
right, which is a fabulous theme for, you know, kids who are teenagers, because they face so many personal struggles and challenges and pressures and all kinds of stuff, and sometimes can feel like they're being pulled down a very dark road. And so the book maybe shows them some hope and some inspiration to kind of face it and get through it.
Right. I'm fascinated in particular by exploring the deep issues like good and evil and mm-hmm. time and eternity and light and darkness, love and hate.
You know? Yes.
Fear and courage, go down the lines. I'm really fascinated by the way people face those kinds of things, and that's what a novel allows me to do. It allows me to take the characters and see where they go and place them in places where they're afraid, but they have enough courage to work through that fear and so on. So
right. It's a very fascinating book. I've been speaking with Karen Henley. She's the local author who's written a book, Breath of Angel. And Karen, you're doing a book signing here. Yay! So tell us about that. It's coming up this Friday, June 24th.
June 24th at 7 o'clock, Barnes & Noble, Cool Springs, Brentwood, Barnes & Noble. And I will be there doing I'll read a little bit from the book.
Wow.
I'll sign and personalize any books anyone wants to purchase there. And I will give away a goodie basket that has some angel goodies in it.
Wow. Sounds, you know, and it's so great. You know, you know, unfortunately, the bookstore, the era of the local bookstore is, you know, coming to a very screeching halt. And it's so great to know that there still are local bookstores, even though, you know, Barnes & Noble's a big chain, but they're still reaching out to do book signings and include the community in a lot of events. And so great that, you know, you're doing that, and hopefully people will go out and support it, because the more we support it, the more these bookstores will be able to continue to offer these kinds of events, because it really is... There's nothing like meeting the person who wrote that book and getting them to write, autograph it. I find it very thrilling. I have, you know, every opportunity I get, I try and get a book signed. And it's just, it's cool. And it stays with you forever. You know, those signatures in the front of those books, they stay there. Everybody, come on out. Friday, June 24th at 7 p.m., Cool Springs Barnes & Noble, which is the one on Mallory Lane, and has all kinds of other great things. And Karen, before we go, you have a website about the book if people want to learn more, because I know there's so many details involved.
Right. It's breathofangel.com.
Very interesting. Everybody, grab the book. I assume it's out on lots of other means besides being in the bookstores. It's on Amazon and all those other virtual websites and ways to buy books, the virtual bookstores. But I encourage everyone, come on out this Friday and meet Karen. She's right here in our own backyard. So let's cherish what we've got here. It's such a pleasure to talk to you, Karen. I really wish you a lot of luck. Can't wait to read the whole series.
Thank you. Thanks so much.